Markets were closed yesterday, but here's a recap of Friday. I'm Keith Lundberg with your farm news updates. Well, as we closed down the markets on Friday, boy, there was a lot of talk about rumors that were in the marketplace playing a big factor when it came to our cattle futures.
Yeah, Keith, I think that's a lot of what's been getting traded today is some possible rumors of Skewerman in Texas, but nothing confirmed as of now. You know, it seems like we like to throw these rumors around because this cattle market is, you know, very overbought and been kind of on a really big bull run here. So any rumor of some sort for the cattle market, I think it's real touchy to those kind of things.
That's comments from Jaden Hauslog. He's with Professional Ag Marketing based out of Laverne, Minnesota. I talked to him Friday morning as the markets were open and trading away. But then on Saturday, I had the opportunity to visit with Naomi Bloom. She's the senior market advisor with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
We need to look back on Friday because on the cattle side, the livestock side of things, we've seen the cattle market drop big time. And just visiting here a little bit, we heard some rumors. On the trading side of things, what's your thoughts? What did you hear?
Well, we heard a few things. So on the rumor side, emphasis on rumor is that there was thought that the screwworm had maybe crossed the border into the United States. This is nothing that I have seen at all has confirmed that, but that maybe is what spooked the market on Friday, which led to some not only Friday profit taking, but technical selling. And then the market prices went below some of the moving averages on daily charts. Nice. So then it just kind of turned into a little bit of a washout. Maybe already we're seeing some positions squaring ahead of the cattle on feed report, which is going to be Friday. So there's quite a few things going on out there. But of course, we know that demand for beef remains strong.
So we'll see how markets react throughout the course of the day today. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Weinberg.